Welcome to Technology Espresso Cafe Radio. After 7 years, over 700 episodes, and over 70,000 listeners, we continue to stay nimble and agile. We want to engage our young people, parents, and educators to introduce STEM early by leveraging our curriculum based on Smart Sarah, Perceptive PJ, and their friends and family that promote diversity and inclusion. We also want to connect with our college and young professionals pursuing careers, especially in the field we know best, technology and IT. We also weave in tips related to the agile mindset and being agile to continue to promote a way of life that helps us learn to stay flexible, relevant, and ahead of the game in technology. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your technology and educational experience. And remember to listen, learn, leverage, and launch your dreams and reach your full potential.
Hello, we have been recording Entrepreneur A to Z, and we're still in the A's, and that's okay. Some letters, some words take longer than others, but we're going to take as much time as is needed. This is to go through all of the key concepts related to being an entrepreneur, and doing the A to Z gives us a way to kind of organize those thoughts. And I highly recommend you have a notebook because there's more than one concept or phrase as we go through some of these letters. And some of them are so important. They may not be as significant to you on day one, but as you're going through the process, you'll go back to this notebook. This will be your go-to. And this is a crash course. So there's always more to explore. But like most entrepreneurs, you're anxious and excited. You've got this new concept and you want to, you know, get out there and get it up and running. What we're trying to do is not make it painful. We're trying to, if anything, create pain avoidance. Why make the same mistakes that a lot of entrepreneurs or, you know, small business startups make? There's some things that are just some universal truths that will help you along the way. Now, like I said, this is the third and even just the A series, and came across the next word that starts with an A. And it spawned a whole different, a whole discussion of its own. And as I give you my take on it, I'm open to the idea of you giving me feedback and leaving comments. So I welcome that. The A word for this episode is ambition and ambitious. Being ambitious or having ambition. So out of that word, as I mentioned, it spawned some other discussion because there's ambition, there is being assertive, and there's being aggressive. And those also happen to start with A. But I also then wanted to even look at when we're talking about, for example, aggressive, the opposite being passive. But there's also a form of being aggressive, which is passive aggressive. So what I want to do is first just take the dictionary definition, because why make up our own definitions? It's all there in the dictionary. So let's start with ambition. And that was the original word that we started out with. And we apply to being an entrepreneur. You have to have some ambition. That is a strong determination to do and to achieve something, typically requiring determination and hard work. Okay. So there, those are all in their own right, very action oriented words. There's the desire on the front end, but there's a, not just a famous saying, but a biblical saying, you know, when you do something without works, then all it is, just like if you have a dream and you don't do the work to achieve that dream, then you're basically sleepwalking. you're not progressing the idea of the dream. And some people are dreamers, and that's okay. But those who at the point want to or start calling themselves entrepreneurs in some form or fashion are in some way taking action. There's action behind being an entrepreneur. So, and typically there has to be strong determination. And that when you run into hard work, you're not so quick to back down. So that's ambition. So do you have to have ambition to be an entrepreneur? By all means. The second definition, assertive, is having or showing a confidence and having a forceful personality. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean in all things, but oftentimes if you're passionate about something, passionate enough to want to start a business, clearly there is some level of really believing in your ideal, believing in your dream, and having built into your personality what it takes to take that action and to be willing to go public with it. By and large, when you are starting a business or you're being an entrepreneur, you're willing to put yourself out there. And that can be tricky because even passive people, even introverts start businesses, or go down the path of being an entrepreneur. There are some aspects of putting themselves out there, that is not their natural personality, but one of the things, taking that combination of ambition and determination, sometimes you have to assert yourself even when it's uncomfortable. And I think that's something to take into consideration, that just because it's uncomfortable doesn't mean that you can't push through for the sake of what you're trying to achieve. And the bottom line is, in the realm of whatever you're passionate about, you sometimes have to do some things that you're uncomfortable with. And so kind of really let that kind of resonate, that everyone at some point, especially when you're truly determined to do something, you find yourselves where you have to lean into things that you don't enjoy or that you're uncomfortable with. There is no promise, and I promise you, there's no guarantee that because you start your own business or own your own business, that every day you get to do only what you want to do when you want to do it. I don't know of that paradigm. And even as you look at whoever might be your inspiration or your mentors, no matter how you've created or derived a picture of what their journey is, whether it's there for you to see or not, in the background, there is some things that they may have had to push through that was difficult, unpleasant, or just not their favorite thing to do. Whether or not you have Beyonce on a pedestal of everything always being successful for her. I believe she is more than willing to bare her soul and tell you that there are things that she had to do, that she had to go through, that were less than pleasant. But she wasn't going to, her determination wasn't going to let that get in the way of where she wanted to be and getting to the point where some of those unpleasant things you no longer have to handle on your own. Now, speaking of pushing past, so I'm going to move on to our other word, which was aggressive. Aggressive, by definition, ready or likely to attack or confront, characterized or resulting from some form of aggression. Being willing. And I think one of the words that jump out at me here is sometimes you have to confront. And that becomes a part of something that as a business owner, sometimes you can't just let things just go unnoticed, that you have to be the person sometimes that has to call out things or make the hard decisions. That's one of the responsibilities of being the decision maker. Sometimes you have to make the hard decisions, and sometimes you have to make decisions that are not popular. I've seen leadership in corporate America having to do that. When you become the boss, everybody likes to be called the boss. You like to wear the t-shirt. Well, being the boss means sometimes you make unpopular decisions, and you've got to get yourself ready for that. It's part of what goes along with the everything else of being whatever glamorous parts you feel of being the boss, but being ready to make some of those decisions. Sometimes decisions, and I can talk from personal experience, sometimes you have to make timely decisions. It would be nice to debate and go back and forth on all the different options, but sometimes you have to just quickly narrow down based on the facts you have at the moment. And I've even coached teams that they have to do the same thing. You have to be careful of that analysis paralysis of wanting to see or have all of the facts. Sometimes they're not available to you, and that's what makes you that entrepreneur, that makes you the one that is putting yourself out there, because you're not overanalyzing. You're willing to take some risk. And that's also part of those characteristics that a small business owner has to have. And then I mentioned that on the other side of aggressive is that word passive. And I wanted to bring that to the forefront, because passive, by definition, accepting and allowing what happens and what others do, just going with it, without active response or active resistance. So that's what passive is, just going with the flow, not wanting anyone to be unhappy, wanting everyone to agree, getting that 100% buy-in. And as you build your organization and as you get more people and personalities, and I've just recently watched an organization that had over 1,000 people, and they kind of tiptoed around a lot of issues because they didn't want to make anyone unhappy. But there came a time when everything got put out on the table, and these team and their management had never interacted when they had to put down some rules that the team was against. And you all may know situations even now where teams aren't happy with the idea that they have to go back to work. But corporations who are paying rent and high-rise buildings are saying to themselves, we've got these buildings, we built these buildings, and we need people to come back to work. And they're putting out those, new rulings about post-COVID coming back to work. They're going to have some unhappy employees. That's the most recent example where you have to sometimes make really tough decisions, but you've got to, it's not that you're disregarding what other people feel or think or what they're going through. And in some cases, you have to think of collectively both the good of the organization and collectively the general good of the people. What sometimes gets missed is that you can't go case by case or don't see case by case where there may be some exceptions. But irregardless, it is just as dangerous to be passive as it is to be on the whole other spectrum of being aggressive. Being passive can cause the people who work for you their jobs. So just letting things happen or just going with the flow or just saying whatever or trying to please everyone all of the time. It can make a company cave in on itself just as fast as any other thing there. And then last, I'm throwing in there passive aggressive. And because it's somewhat of a combination of two types of behaviors, you don't readily find it in the dictionary. But what it is that oftentimes people resist, but they do it in such a way that they don't. It doesn't appear as if they are actively resisting. So resisting by really being complacent or avoiding or redirecting, all of those things, and doing it somewhat unknowingly, but many times deliberately. So it's a person that seems to throw little roadblocks in the way, even though they appear as if they're on board with something. Instead of outwardly disagreeing, they're still going to slow down or impede the success of the direction of the organization. And where I find that, and especially when you're a small organization, a small business, and it may even be a two-man business, and one of the people has a habit of being passive-aggressive. And what that means is that although you all say that you agree to take one path, that person is, in some ways, just resisting, but doing it in a way that you can't necessarily pinpoint the resistance, but you know that they're not really wholeheartedly participating in the success. And so oftentimes what you have, and some people refer to it as someone that has a different agenda. And sometimes those need to be called out. So that person, when I said that sometimes you have to call things out, sometimes you have to call out passive aggressive people. And behaviors. And even though they may be inclined to deny it, you have to identify when you all have two different agendas and determine ultimately who that decision maker is. And in some cases, I've seen this break apart partnerships because there were just two different agendas and there were so many signs of passive aggressive behavior that it's best to go separate ways. Each person start their own company, which will take us back to be careful who your partners are, be careful who you have on your team, be and especially when it's friends and family. Sometimes it's even better not to do it with friends and family. But I can also attest to, I have a longtime friend that works with my organization, and through good communication and transparency, you can be very successful. But if you see where there are little signs, and even if you can't necessarily pinpoint it, it's best for you to recognize if you all have the same agenda, especially in equal partnerships, and or them willing to recognize that you're the decision maker and they support you. Because sometimes those really hard decisions, you need the people around you to support you, even if they are high risk, because it is in your best interest to sometimes take some of those high risk options, because that's what differentiates true entrepreneurs in the landscape, not always staying safe. So I know that was a mouthful. I want you to definitely take some time to digest that one. And maybe you've got some other spin on the topic as well. It might be a great topic to talk with your partners with, to make sure that you all are being honest with each other, open with each other, and avoid any of the negative connotation of some of these behaviors, and accepting that some of these are all part of the journey as you navigate entrepreneurship. That's all I have for you today. Thanks for listening. This is Jacqueline Sanders Blackman. Bye.